This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The death of rocker Lou Reed is being felt around the music world, but it's also being felt here in the world of music in Metro Atlanta and in the wider Georgia music world. Bonnie Sternberg is the music editor at Decatur-based Paste magazine, very influential publication now online. Bonnie Sternberg, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Lou Reed certainly was the quintessential New Yorker, but he was influential on the music scene here, wasn't he?
Absolutely. I think you can hear his influence in any number of Atlanta sort of garage punk bands, and that whole scene, especially bands like Deer Hunter and the Blacklist, or even moving outside of Atlanta of Montreal, who is a little artier than punk, but still definitely that whole, the way that he played with gender and people's perceptions of him and didn't really care what anybody thought of him, was something that I think sort of played a huge influence on a lot of Atlanta and Georgia-based bands in general.
And is that also why there are young musicians here in Georgia who still look to him as something other than just some older guy who did Walk on the Wild Side?
Yeah, I think absolutely. And he's one of those essential artists, like the Beatles or Bob Dylan or the Rolling Stones, that are just going to keep getting picked up by future generations, I think, especially his work with the Velvet Underground.
You mentioned the Beatles and Dylan and the Rolling Stones, and all of them at different points in their careers have explored sort of the darker side of life, but mm-hmm. Lou Reed was one of the first in rock to really do that, and is that part of why his appeal is transcending the generations?
I think so, yeah. I mean, he certainly never sugarcoated anything, and his songs are all, well, mostly sordid tales of sort of the dark underbelly of New York City and just life in general. And it kind of goes along with his sort of unflinching honesty, where, you know, if he's going to write a sad song, it's going to be a sad song, and it's not going to sort of glaze over anything. It's going to be warts and all. And he definitely was one of the first artists to kind of really just put it all out there and write a really, really dark song.
So if you were to sum up why a quintessential New Yorker could have such an influence over generations of rockers, rappers, other musicians here in the South, what would it be?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think part of it is that sort of foreign nature, you know, because he is so quintessentially New York, that a lot of kids growing up in the South or in the Midwest or, you know, on the West Coast can sort of look at it as almost this mythical, you know, place and this mythical artist creating these songs and sort of latch onto it as something that is extremely different from what they had perhaps grown up with. You're discovering new music, a lot of times the things that really stop you in your tracks are the things where you can sort of sit back and say, whoa, I've never heard anything like that before. And I think that's something that happened to a lot of kids in the South listening to Lou Reed, because it was so different from anything that they had maybe grown up with. And so it maybe carried a little bit more weight for them because of that.
Bonnie Sternberg is assistant editor at Decatur-based Paste magazine, where she is also the music editor. Bonnie, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
It's Halloween, it's something to be sure. Especially to be here without you.